The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The first thing we're going to talk about, though, is those floods in Spain, as Eamon mentioned in the news headlines there. Graeme Keely is with me. Graeme's the Spain correspondent with The Independent in the UK. Graeme, you're welcome to the show. What's the latest on the death toll, Graeme, and is it expected to rise further?
The latest on the death toll is that it has risen to 205 people, and sadly, yes, it is expected to rise further. Search teams are currently scouring houses and fields and cars to find, hopefully, someone who's still alive and who survived this tragedy. However, as you can imagine, hopes are diminishing of finding anyone alive, which will mean, of course, that the death toll would rise.
And what is the forecast, the rain forecast tonight and over the next few days? Are they at the other side of it in that sense, Graeme?
Yes, they have. There's heavy forecast of heavy rain in the far south in a place called Huelva. That's near a place called Punta Umbria, which is a kind of touristy holiday place. Also in Tarragona, which is about an hour's drive south of Barcelona, and in the Balearic Islands. So the state forecasters have warned of heavy rain and told people to be on alert. However, the rain has diminished in Valencia.
And so we're into that, I guess, period of time now in Valencia where there's kind of recovery operations and the cleanup has begun. How big a task is that going to be? Maybe give us a sense of the devastation there on the ground.
Yes, they say this. Well, obviously, this is going to last weeks, if not months, the clear up operation, and the financial losses are predicted to surpass those of floods in 1983, which could mean that this is the costliest disaster in Spanish history, natural disaster, that is. This has yet to be obviously confirmed, but what they're doing at the moment is clearing all the mud away, trying to rebuild, or they will try and rebuild the homes and patch up the bridges and the main roads and the rail lines as well. So enormous operation is underway.
It's been interesting, if that's the right way to describe it, watching this over the last couple of days and following the coverage, Graeme, because, you know, in the UK or in Ireland, the cleanup that we're used to dealing with after a flooding event like this is kind of a sterilisation effort because, you know, the water levels have risen, the sewers have kind of come up with them. They've maybe kind of destroyed the upholstery, the furniture, the kind of the accoutrements that we would all have in the kind of lower levels of our houses. But as the issue seems to be, as I've been watching it in Spain, is not just that, but it's just the sheer force of the floodwater actually knocked down walls and knocked down internal walls and buildings. So you've got this whole kind of engineering piece as well that maybe we don't generally deal with, say, on these islands.
No, exactly. You know, you see pictures, or you've seen pictures, no doubt, this week of homes just like smashed up as if they were toys thrown around by a toddler, piles of cars heaped on top of each other. As I say, whole bridges collapsed, and also rail lines out of action for weeks at least, according to the authorities. These will be the structural engineering works which will take a long time, and of course these will cost the most to fix.
And you mentioned bridges there haven't been washed away. I mean, the cleanup effort must be so complicated in areas or towns where the bridge has been washed away, or three of the four bridges in the town has been washed away.
Well, yes, indeed. I guess what the priority at the moment today is try and search for anyone who may have survived this, and also to re-establish basics like water and electricity and those kind of things, which people can't. I don't have in some of these villages. And that makes, of course, the clear-up operation very difficult. If your house is caked in mud, you need water hoses to actually spray it down. But of course, the water supplies have been cut by the damage caused by the floods. So they need to start from scratch, if you like, and try and restore those basic services.
Well, listen, Graham, we appreciate that update. Graham Keighley is a Spain correspondent with The Independent in the UK. Caroline Leahy is with me. Caroline is the secretary of the Middleton and East Cork Flood Protection Group. Caroline, you're welcome to the show. I guess all this discussion of flood defences in Spain has shone a bit of a light on our own flood defences, or lack thereof, in this country. Now, the level of rain that fell, we're unlikely to see here, certainly according to the experts. But nonetheless, there are parts of Ireland, and you're living in one of them, where flood defences are necessary but lacking.
So obviously in October of 2023, we suffered severe flooding in Middleton, obviously nowhere near what Spain has suffered, but we would have had around 120 mils of rain in a very short period of time. And we're still living with the consequences of that and the aftermath of that and the worry that comes with that, because we don't have a flood relief scheme as of yet. And it's looking likely to be 2031, 2032 direction before there is a full flood relief scheme for East Cork. So. Yeah, we're living with the aftermath of that the whole time.
When were you expected to have one? I mean, when was this initially mooted or talked about?
It was initially talked about back in 2015. The town had its last bad flood in the December of 2015, and plans were kind of in traction since then. So a long time waiting, yeah.
What's been the delay up until now?
We're being told it's a very complex scheme in Middleton and East Cork. There's a lot of different factors that have to be taken into account. There's a couple of different rivers. There's been lots of reports done. The planning is not likely to be submitted until early 2026. So it's a lot of the preparation, and there's a lot of landowners involved that need to be negotiated with the council, and that I think there's over 100 landowners involved. So we're being told it's a very complicated scheme, and the priority is to do it right. But obviously, as a resident, we need it done right and quickly.
And is there a flood warning system, whatever about the flood defence system, kind of early 2030s possibly for that? Is there a text alert system? Is there a way of telling people this might be coming?
No, there is an EU directive that directed that all EU countries should have this text alert system in place. We're being told in Ireland that will be the end of 2025 before that's in place, and it's likely to be only used in really, really severe circumstances. Now, our group would argue that what we endured in October would be a really severe circumstance, because we had an awful lot of near misses as regards loss of life and a huge amount of destruction, with over 500 houses flooded and close to 300 businesses. But we don't know as of yet whether that text alert system will be relevant to the sort of flooding that we had in October. What we do locally is we have a live river gauge that we're able to check on our phone, regularly monitoring that on days of bad weather, and just to become amateur experts, for the want of a better description, constantly checking the weather, constantly checking Facebook, constantly walking to the river. It's just hit or miss, really. It's just trying to keep ourselves in the loop as best we can with what options we have, but there isn't an actual formal warning system available to us.
It's kind of another one of these examples of Ireland not being great when it comes to infrastructure, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. And, you know, I've been in Iceland where I've gotten one of these text alert systems, and it works really well. It picks up any phone that's using a local mast, even if you're travelling as opposed to being a resident. And, I mean, with the technology we have these days, there's absolutely no reason that shouldn't be in place now and should be used for any possible, any possible situation where somebody's life could be at risk. And flooding is a very... it might seem like a small issue what we have here compared to what happens in other countries, but it just takes one slip of a foot or one raised manhole to have somebody swept off in really rapid deep water. And, you know, it is a very serious situation that's getting worse and worse and worse as the years go on.
Well, listen, Caroline, thanks a million for joining us. Caroline
Thank
Leahy
you.
Is the secretary of the Middleton and East Cork Flood Protection Group. Before Caroline, we spoke to Graham Keighley, the Spanish correspondent with The Independent in the UK.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.